All of the raised land on which an ancient Khmer Hindu temple sits belongs to Cambodia, according to a unanimous ruling by the 17 judges of the World Court. Judge Peter Tomka, the court's president, read the decision at The Hague, noting the court's previous ruling on the matter in 1962, which awarded the 900-year-old Preah Vihear Temple itself to Cambodia.
In consequence, the second operative paragraph required Thailand to withdraw from that territory the Thai military or police forces or other guards or keepers that were stationed there.
While adjusting some of the disputed boundary, the decision leaves unresolved the sovereignty of much of the 4.6 square kilometer area in the immediate vicinity of the religious site. The ruling comes at a particularly sensitive time for the political leaders of both countries. They have been facing street protests questioning their legitimacy and authority, and there are worries in both capitals the temple ruling could be taken up by opposition movements. Monday's decision rejected some territorial claims in the area made by each country, thus it is not a total victory for either side. Before the verdict was issued, self-proclaimed patriots on both sides of the disputed border warned they were prepared to fight if the verdict did not go their way or if there are perceived provocations across the border. Following the verdict, Thailand's Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra said Bangkok should work with Phnom Penh to resolve outstanding issues.
My government has ordered security forces to preserve peace and our sovereignty and to ensure those living along the border are safe and to maintain calm.
At The Hague, Cambodian Foreign Minister Hornam Hong also expressed satisfaction.
It's good enough. It's good enough. It's good enough.
Good enough?
Yeah, good enough. But and the next we have to continue to negotiate between the two governments in order to keep the problem under control.
The unresolved territorial issue led to an exchange of artillery fire between the Thai and Cambodian armies in 2011, resulting in dozens of deaths. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.